T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to JB in Chestnut Hill. JB!
Yo, what's up, pal?
My man.
Great show, guys. Great show.
Thank you,
brother. I agree with Larry, and I agree with you, John. Well, the Phillies just played. They've played 3 games so far against the best team in baseball that averages over 5.5 runs a game, and we've held them to basically 1.5 a game by, you know, losing 2 games, 2-1, 3-1, and then winning a game. And runs against and runs for are exactly at 5 for both teams. So they're stepping up to who they're playing against. Now, would we like them to hit more? Yeah, a hit one way or another direction. You know, we may be talking about how they swept the Red Sox for the season. So
yeah.
I'm not panicking. I'm still in the bandwagon. I am overly delighted on how well this team and how well they're playing under Capper. And, you know, hopefully they'll figure it out. And they've already exceeded expectations as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, they do have time offensively to where maybe if a couple guys get hot at the right time, they still have time. It's not like that they're 5 games out and there's 3 weeks to play. They're actually in the playoffs if it started today. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to tell you I like getting in front of the TV and watching them get 2 hits. But,
right. No, but yeah, I would like that. But at least they're stepping up to the competition. Like, you know, they're at the same time, they're holding the best.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
1.5 a game. Like, and, you know, what happens tonight, you know, or tell you, tonight they
could be a split. Yeah, split. Could be another split. Yep.
Right? So that's all I got, guys. And keep up the great work.
All right, JB.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I where I would be right now if the 3 games they played against the Red Sox, the 2 that they lost were 14-4 and 11-2, to where it looked like they were just totally outclassed. I'd say, you know what? Yeah, this is their ceiling. They've reached their peak. They're out of gas. They hit the wall. Whatever cliche you want to use, that's how I would feel. I'm not saying a team that looks at the Red Sox and says, wow, they're the Red Sox. They're 50 games over 500. We can't beat them. I just see a team that fell a little bit short last night.
Yeah, I think, listen, the pitching has done their part. They've done their job to keep you in games, you know, to be, you know, quite frankly, they just held down the best team in baseball again for a third game. They played them 3 times. They've held them to less than 2 runs each time. So, but it's still the hitting. Like, I don't think anybody's questioning the pitching. It's the hitting. It's been the hitting all year long. I mean, it has. And their run differential is the smallest of anyone who's in the playoff contention. I just don't know if you can keep this up. Now, listen, they're getting Wilson Ramos in here, and maybe he provides the spark this lineup needs. They need something.
Something.
They need something. And something. I don't know if these guys haven't peaked from a hot hitter standpoint. In other words, they can finish this thing out batting 250. They get a hit once every 4 at-bats.
That's true.
Right? You need some guys to go 2-for-3, 3-for-4, 3-for-5.
Yeah, you need some.
You need a few of those games put together by a couple of guys.
Well, you know, it's funny because right now you're just looking for a hit from a couple different guys, right?
Right.
You're happy if one player gets 2 hits and then some other guys sprinkle
right.
one hit.
Yeah.
You're getting 2 hits a night.
Right.
Lineup's not out yet. At least I maybe we can check upstairs. I'll check upstairs next break. But according to the Phillies' Twitter, their media that normally sends it out, their media Twitter, no lineup out. So I'm wondering if Ramos gets the start tonight.
So he is eligible to be in there tonight.
As far as I know, I mean, there's been no corresponding move. There's been no official move from the Phillies that I've seen. Maybe it's out there and I just haven't seen it. So we'll give you that as soon as it comes out. We'll see if he's starting tonight. So we're also qualifying people for the Fantasy Football League, Ike, and we're looking for a couple. And Ryan in Havertown wants to put in a fantasy application with him and his fiance.
Hey,
hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What up, Ryan?
All right. Let me start off by saying I listen to you guys all the time. All the way home, I work in Jersey. I drive home all the time. normally it's about the time when you guys are on, so I listen to you guys all the time. You guys are great. I called in once, and yeah, man, I really appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thank you.
All right. All right. That's a good start.
Then let me add a quick Gabe thought in here. I am a Gabe guy. I like that he's positive. I think it, I mean, like a lot of callers say, we don't know exactly what goes on in the, you know, in the locker room. And it seems like these guys do respond after, you know, some tough losses, and they play the Red Sox very well. I think he's doing all right. I think some people need to give him a little bit more of a leeway, but you know, it's okay to be tough on him sometimes, but I think he's doing a pretty darn good job. So,
all right. Ryan's a Gabe guy. What about your fiance? What's her name?
Her name is Jess.
And what does Jessica bring to the table for the league?
She brings me my brand new son, who's named Carson Nicholas, thanks to this resurgence of the Eagles.
Wow!
She became a Eagles fan when she was watching the game with me. I told her, I was like, you got to watch them play. They played the Rams. She fell in love with Carson Wentz and how he played the game. And then she literally, once the moment she said, I really like what this team looks like. I think they're really good. That next play, he tore his ACL. I always liked the name Carson, and so does she. And we both wanted to have a kid that represented something that actually really meant something to us, because it really brought us closer together.
Is she pregnant now, or you already had?
No, he's 3 months old.
Nice.
He's 3 months old today, actually. But I'm a huge diehard Eagles fan. I'm in fantasy all the time. I don't know if my guys are going to be able to do it this year either. So I would love to come hang out with you guys and, you know, maybe do a little bit of smack talk. But, man, like the Eagles are my life, and I think we'd have a pretty good time. So I appreciate you're listening to me.
All right, man.
I appreciate this. Good application there.
Eagles are his life.
Hmm. Carson Nicholas.
Eagles are.
Shouldn't it be Nicholas Carson?
Well, I was going to question him on that, but then he said that both him and his wife liked the name Carson to begin with.
Right.
So if you like the name, because it should be Nicholas.
It should?
Yes. Ben, put it on Twitter, please. At Mark3WIP. If you're naming the kid and you don't have a preference over the names of Nicholas or Carson, you should not be naming the child Carson. In 2 years, you could do it if he's winning Super Bowls or something. If you're going to go, you got to go Nicholas or Doug. We talked about this
before. We're not going Doug, for sure. Unfortunately for Dougie P, nobody's naming their kids Doug anymore unless
Howie.
Their dad curses them with that name, and then he feels like he needs a junior or Douglas the second. No one's going out of their way to name their kid Doug anymore.
What about Howie?
Howie either. Yeah, that's not flying either.
If there's one person out there that named their child Howie after Howie Roseman, please call me right now. 888-729-9494.
At least Carson is somewhat of a cooler name.
Brandon?
It's more up to date. Yeah, Brandon. Oh, for sure. You can always get away with a Brandon.
You're right. Carson's probably the name that makes the most sense just in general, in 2018.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of like the new age. You're not going John named, or James.
You meet somebody named Doug, you're like, damn, how old are you, bro?
It's not that bad.
It's like meet somebody named Fred. Like, you're not going to meet somebody like, young named Fred. Right?
I'm trying to think how many Freds I know. I don't know any Freds that are under 40. Yeah,
right. They certainly aren't under 40. Right? You know, Carl. There's like certain names.
I guess you still get the James and the Johns.
Oh, of course,
And those names. But
Michael,
you're right.
Those are biblical names.
Right. You get those, but you're right. The Franks and the and the Freds. And
Jesse and.
Well, I can see Jesse.
Luther. Like.
But Lou. Well, Lou. See, Lewis is a good name. But you don't hear many guys named Lou.
Yeah, nobody's going Lou today.
I actually, if I had a son, I'd want to go Lou.
You go Lou?
Because Lou Marks works.
Lou Marks.
Hey, it's Louie Marks.
Yeah. I kind of would have gone with a sort of a throwback name, too. If I had another son,
right.
I was going to name him Joshua.
Joshua's a good name.
I've always liked Joshua.
That's a good flow to it.
Yeah.
Joshua Reese is a good, that's a good flow.
Call him Big Josh.
Big Josh. Owen and Glassboro. No one's naming their kid Owen anymore, by the way.
No.
Unless Owen's going to do it. Are we frozen again? Punch up, Owen. Owen and Glassboro. What's
no
up?
No
what's happening?
Their kid Owen anymore.
Owen is a classic Caucasian name. It gets me a lot of leeway at job interviews. I show up, they're like, "Is your name Omar?" I'm like, "Nah, it's Owen." Gotcha. Owen J.J. Stone with the news. Man, I got a great name, brother. My dad knew what he was talking about. He got my credit score bumped up 10% when he named me. So I was calling because y'all needed a couple, and I got split personalities. I mean, I don't know, I'm rotund. I count for two people, but y'all killing me, man. I'm out here trying to get on the squad, and y'all throwing up bones. I can't even get in. Killing me in these streets.
So here's what we need to do, Ben. We need a first alternate, man. And a second alternate, right? For people that want to get in, but we can't give it to everybody, because there's got to be at least a possibility someone bows out at the last minute, right?
I done took off of work Friday. I'm ready for y'all. I got a positive note on the Phillies that called earlier. I like that dude. I got a podcast. I went back and listened to what I thought about the Phillies before the season started, and they're so far ahead of what I thought they were going to be. I still got to pump the brakes and just be happy where we're at right now. Yeah, we need bats. Yeah, we need somebody to hit, but we're doing so much better than any of us thought they would. At the beginning of the season.
What are you doing with a podcast, man?
I got like four podcasts, bro. I'm famous.
I believe that.
I got 12,000 followers on Twitter. I'm killing it.
How
many followers you got?
I got 12,000 on Twitter. Ooh-wee. I got 25,000 subscribers.
How much does that cost you to buy those followers, Owen?
Homie, I've been on $9.99? Twitter since before you knew.
I'm just kidding. What is it? How can we find you? How can we find it?
IQMZ.com. And I know I'm on Twitter.
We follow each other, yes.
Inquiry Minds is your Twitter?
IQMZ.com is my
what's
website.
What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter is O-Doctor. O-H-D-O-C-T-A-H. O-Doctor.
Okay. I'll follow you. Let's see. You got a picture up here? Oh, you ain't following me. That's for sure.
I'll follow. Look, I was following Grumpy Bear, and I got to follow you.
Here he is.
I'm just rotating guests out here. I don't even know what's going on in the street.
All right, Owen. Listen, I'm gonna try to get you in as the first alternate in case something happens. All right.
I took off work, dog. I'm ready for y'all.
All right.
Put up the bat signal.
Or you could just show up and be like Jason Peters and say you're not leaving. Right.
Yeah.
All right, Owen. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, there he is, right there.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got here? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had us rolling for the first minute of the call, so that's worth something. Yeah. But he's kind of big. He could maybe say he could go for two people with the one. Split personalities, like he said.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.